Representation and inference. That's what we're dealing with all the rest of the course. Now, we actually started dealing with it, getting ready for this first exam, and all of the exam will be graded by the end of the weekend. That part of EDU is running well. It's actually sitting on a different system. Representation means where we go get our data. The sampling, the assignment, the manipulation, the task, the setting, the temporal, social, the data collection, all of that is representation. Where do our data come from? Inference is, what do we learn from those data? One of the most important parts of inference is the sort of inference that is done in statistical hypothesis testing, today's topic. The challenge is that we've got a population out here, and all of our research hypotheses and all of our findings are supposed to be about this population. But as you know, we don't get data from the whole population. We get data just from a sample. Now, we hope that this sample represents this population, so that these sample data can be inferred back to the population data. That's all it is. That's all it is. Okay? Somebody spent like $30,000 to get us all in a room, pay us all to be there so we could design $4 million worth of research. That's all it is. Representation and inference. Do we get the data that represent what we care about? And then do we analyze those data properly so that we learn about the population that we were hoping to represent? Representation and inference.